This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to the morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rose with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
These guys, Lucas and Shasky, just flexing on each other. Lucas is walking around here. He's got a different strut to himself. What has happened in the last 3 months in this building?
He had a woman for a while.
What happened?
He had a girl, you know?
I know he did have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and so he's got the new, like, freedom vibes.
Oh, wait, he doesn't have the girlfriend
anymore? Yeah, they separated.
That lasted like 6 weeks.
Nah, dude, you know, he had the glow, and now he doesn't have the glow. Now he's got the freedom glow.
I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to leave it alone. Make sure you are subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guy, Sam Lubman, Joe Shasky, and occasionally, Steven Rizzotto filling in, have the best Giants talk in the world. They do. I steal a lot of stats from them. Make sure you are subscribed today and hear all about Willy Adames. Almost hit 3 home runs yesterday. Breaking out of his early season slump, getting his first home runs at Oracle Park.
They needed that 3 out of 4 from the Rockies. So, what do you think about the wave? Just real quick, 10 seconds.
Oh, the wave sucks. The wave, we don't do
the
wave.
My brother is outraged over the wave.
Yeah, I know. I saw Anthony Garcia, who does the in-game announcement. He's a Franco fan of the Giants. The wave is okay. It's acceptable. No, it's not, Anthony. Where the hell did you grow up? Where did you grow up? By the way,
I'm going to pull a Steiny. I don't have a strong opinion either way.
Whatever. You want to do the wave,
yeah,
whatever. I really don't care.
I just don't care.
I don't. I'm getting older. It doesn't. It's just like Frisco San Fran. So many people say San Fran. I stop caring. But I got to say, a little quick Giants bit here. Kyle Harrison, as Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider for NBC Sports Bay Area, tweeted yesterday that Kyle Harrison's going to come back and be in a bullpen, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember I suggested that last season. And a current announcer, the Giants, tried to dunk on me on Twitter. I texted that guy and said, it's funny how the world works.
Oh, come on.
You won't let it go. Leave it alone. No. I'm trying to enjoy a case. I said, dude, don't get sensitive on me. Don't get soft. Just saying. Don't try to dunk on me because your boy sometimes knows what he's talking about when it comes to the diamond. That's all. That's it. Kyle Harrison being in the bullpen. Let's see him get stretched out at some point. But he's a 3 or 4 inning guy. He could be a middle reliever. It's fine. But don't dunk on me on Twitter and then get a little sensitive when a clapback happens. That's all I'm saying. You know who you are out there. FP. I feel good this morning, man. It's good to be back.
Can you just admit to me?
What?
You do miss the ability to dunk on whoever you want at any given time.
I can't do it on Twitter like that. It's a different world.
I know.
But on the radio?
This guy feels like he's the Hulk out here, dude. He's like Stone Cold stunning everyone.
I'll let it fly. Anybody could get it. Because like Matt Barnes of Stack Jack, I want all the smoke. All of it.
This is like Barry Bonds talking to Stack Jack like, 100? Of course I can still hit 100. That's Bonte's going to be in his 70s, like, do 4 hours of radio? Of course I can do 4 hours of radio. I'll be walking in at 6:04:50, and I'll just turn on the microphone and get me some headphones at work.
I'm landing a cut. Sometimes I text Shasky during a 9 o'clock hour, like, get off this, dude. What are you guys talking about? I can't take it. Let me go to music. I'm like hibernating.
Hey. If you cut the grass, the snakes will show every now and then. And trust me, Bonte's always laying in the lawn. Hey,
Danny Freisinger, OAPD, is like, Bonte, you got to let some things go. I said, this is what motivates me. I thrive off the haterism. I thrive off the hater rain. I need to chip on my shoulder.
Okay, question. Is Danny watching the Warriors this year, or is he taking a year off?
Oh, my God.
Where Danny Freisinger told Bonte a couple years ago.
No, it was on a show call.
What did he say?
He goes, you know, B, I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot. I'm okay with this reset. I need to take a step back. So what the hell are you talking about? I want to win. What are you talking about? You're accepting losses. What the hell do you mean you need to step off? You either live this life or you don't.
I'm so happy they're good.
You're going to cut from this cloth or you're not. What the hell are you talking about? You need to. It's like saying, you know what? Last year when Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, it's okay, 6-11. Purdy took a step back and a lot of injuries, but I'm okay. We had a lot of memories. The Super Bowl was exhausting, all that stuff. I'm okay with the reset. The hell you are.
Me and Bonte, after game 6 on Saturday, I was driving up to the river. I had to jam up there. We had like a 2-hour conversation of us yelling at each other before both our phones cut out about just the Warriors and like where this thing was going. And I was convinced they were going to lose. I was convinced they were going
to
lose.
I had a 3-way conversation from 1 in the morning to 2 in the morning Friday night talking about the state of the Dubs. I was distraught.
I was like, everything's on the table. Giannis, everyone is gone. Maybe it's a new coach. Does Phil want to come out of retirement?
Dude, I even told Shay, I go, Shaxi, what shocked me if they lose that Steve Kerr may be gone. Who knows?
And then I started thinking about, is Mike Malone the right fit for Steph Curry?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's in
my
head.
Is he coming back to the organization? Because you know what?
Take over a different dynasty.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, well, he was an assistant with Mark Jackson. I swear to God, I started thinking about Taylor Jenkins. Well, he's part of the Popovich tree.
Would that work? Taylor Jenkins. Codebreakers. We ran our team to the Codebreakers.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
I mean, like, if you weren't thinking about all the woulda, coulda, shouldas after game 6, are you a real fan?
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'm serious.
And we've had this card.
I'm like, hey, man, whatever it takes, Giannis, 7 first-rounders. I think exact same thing to the boss. 7 first-rounders for Giannis.
Forget it. Who cares?
What about the rest of the team? I'm like, we'll figure it out.
The ring chasers will come.
Give me 7 Buddy Hield.
Dude, 2018, we had this conversation before game 6. Rocks up 3-2. Guru and I doing a pregame show. Well, you know what? This could be it. Kevin Durant could be out. I was like, I don't know why we do this. But Draymond Green showed up, man. He set the tone in a major way in game number 7, scored 8 right off the rip. Jimmy Butler saved his best for last in the second half. Played big boy minutes, 44 minutes and 41 seconds. Steph, after scoring just 3 at the half, as Festus Ezeli said, enough with the community service, score. Well, he did that in the second half. But Buddy Hield still showed 33 points.
What was there, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and the fans started leaving?
Oh, in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Friday Night at Chase.
Right. Hey, you know what that was? That was a turn it off the second Steph gets checked out of the game, which I did. I turned it off. I was so angry. I was also at a retirement party. And then I went back and I watched the second half, and I was like, oh, no, it didn't. Where the game ended Friday night, they went on their little run. Curry had a little run. And then
11-0 run.
Yes. Second and they quarter. Was like within three. And then within seconds, it was a 7-0 run. And they ended the half on a high tick. And I'm not trying to blame anyone, but Pods missed a three.
Yep.
And it was boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
And it was like game over. They were never close.
Man, that was a tough one Friday night.
I can't believe they won.
Emotions of Friday night. But Ted Bulley always, he has this way of like game four, Boston. We're in Boston. We're distraught. We're taking depression calls. We're like, we're about to go down 3-1. They're trying to have Draymond, Steph. They're talking about Aisha can't cook, all this stuff. And Bulley comes out and says, the Warriors will win game four. And we convinced ourselves. We're walking around after eating the biggest king crab legs, Shasky, in Boston.
Go for that again.
I'm walking around Boston. Shasky's looking at me. Are you crazy? I'm telling every Boston fan, white, black, Chinese, you're losing game four. And even in that game, they were down 97-90 midway through the fourth quarter. I'll bite my finger and I'll say, damn, it's not going to end well.
Well, when it was 63-60 in yesterday's game, I was like, this is the moment in the game right now.
Yep.
Right now, I texted it to the thread. Remember, I don't know if Steven, you're on one of those threads. There's so many of them, I can't even keep up. And so I was like, this is the game. Either we're going to win right now or we're going to lose right now. And you could feel it coming. And to their credit, they finished the third quarter on a high. They had that 8 or whatever 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And they just figured a way to continue to roll. And they were exhausted. Steph was exhausted down the stretch.
He was. And the fact that it's just such a pivotal moment in that game, 63-60, because Kerr called a couple timeouts, 56-47, 63-60. And they went on a 7-2 run in the third quarter. Jimmy Butler hit the grenade three. Remember
that's
that? It was a huge three.
That's right.
Huge three to go up 66-60. Then Draymond Green noticing, oh, the lane just parted like the Red Sea. Let me go in for the layup. And then he comes in and hits the floater in the lane. I said, okay, things have been stabilized. And in the beginning of the fourth quarter, Steph scores five straight. And I was like, it's over. It's over for Houston.
When Buddy hit the one where he's doing the, what does he call it?
The bow, bow, bow. The bow, bow, bow.
I jumped off the couch and started doing the same thing he was doing.
The bow, bow,
and
bow.
And I was like, I don't even know what this is, but I like it.
How famous now is the bow, bow, bow going to be?
I thought it was Paul Revere riding in.
He said Terry Stotts hit the bow, bow, bow. Steve Kerr hit the bow. Now we need video of Terry Stotts and Steve Kerr hitting the bow, bow, bow. Can you play that to bow, bow, bow? I just want to hear bow, bow, bow.
I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, he came in one day, and then it's like a TikTok went viral, and he's saying it with the bow, bow, bow. And then we just thought every time he shoot a three, it was like a bow, bow, bow. And after that, there's a dance. It was like bum, bum, bum. And then after that, with you just knocking your legs and like just from New Orleans, and then I just started adding that dance to the to that, and we're just having fun with it, and it never left me. So every time I go out or I around people and or whatever, I just hit the bow, bow, bow dance. Bow, bow, every pregame, we hit the bow, bow, bow
that
dance.
Is not
I try to get everybody in the middle. Even the coaches hit it today. Even because Steve hit it last night. Terry Stotts is really good at hitting the bow, bow, bow dance.
Oh my God.
I think everybody. I haven't let Draymond hit it. Draymond is still shy hitting the bow, bow dance now. But Steph has hit it. Jimmy hasn't hit it yet. But we can get Jimmy to hit it. But like everybody's hit it except Steph. Steph has hit it. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. And I think JK, we got a lot of shy guys on the team, you know. We got to get them on the show, you know. We got to get them on the show.
You got to get him on a show.
Draymond does the pow, pow, pow when he punches somebody on an accident pass. You know what I mean?
But he said we got to get Draymond Jimmy on the show. I don't know. Spinotti's going to have
pow,
to
pow, pow. I thought it was, honest to God, I thought it was doing like a Paul Revere, like the Redcoats are coming. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I don't know what was going on, but nobody celebrates like the Warriors, that's for sure.
Well,
they let you
Steph's
wear it.
Doing the night-night. Buddy's doing the pow, pow, pow. And Draymond's basically just screaming at everyone.
And Steph, after the game, apparently, he was trolling the Rockets.
With what?
Because Shane Goon and Dylan Brooks, after game five, were wearing the glasses.
Okay.
They were at the podium. They were talking their talk and whatnot.
Well, Shane Goon looked like he has a black eye now.
Yeah, he got beat up a little bit in that series. But he had the taco meat out, the two chains.
Yeah.
And then Steph yesterday at the podium, never seen him do this. Had the shades on.
Huh.
So they said it was a troll job because he's a petty king.
It's a petty king.
We got to figure that out. We got to figure that out. Let's get to the lines, man. We got about, I'm a little worn out now. 24 minutes. I didn't pace myself. You know, you got to get endurance. When you do the morning show, Shasky, it's like I got to go work out.
That's what I did this morning.
Yeah, I mean, but I didn't.
Feeling great. And it's going to be a hot day.
It's going to be a hot day. It will be a hot day.
Woo!
Bow, bow, bow.
So let me guess. They packed on, what, Saturday?
Yeah, they packed for Minnesota.
Okay, so they're ready to go.
They're ready to roll.
All right.
I think they fly out this morning. It's a 2.5-hour flight to Minneapolis. They'll get
travel
there.
Is insane.
Travel is insane. They'll be all right. I think they'll travel, probably already left, probably leaving now, H-Town to get to Minnesota. Then they'll take on the team. Oh, my God, this is going to be. We haven't even gotten to it. I know you guys are going to dive into it tomorrow. There's so many angles in this series.
Hey, Lubman, book A-Rod.
A-Rod, Glenn Taylor, the old owner who sits right next to the Minnesota bench. Aaron Jones was there with the shades on behind the T-Wolves bench, some running back for the Vikings, formerly the Packers. And then they just don't like Draymond. Oh. And they don't like Jimmy.
Okay, who does like
Draymond? I mean, yeah, it's true.
And they don't like Jimmy.
Gobert and Draymond.
They haven't played them with Jimmy, have they?
No, they haven't. They haven't met since January 15th. So we're running clips, right?
Okay.
And I'm looking at the box scores. The last time they played the Minnesota Timberwolves, Dennis Schroeder was in the starting lineup.
Oh, my God.
Dennis Schroeder.
Who almost advanced.
Almost advanced. Hey, they had a good run. They got jobbed in game five, or game four, was it? When the pool report came out 30 seconds after the game. Oh, yeah, sorry, it should have been a foul. Dennis Schroeder was starting. Andrew Wiggins. Trayce Jackson-Davis.
What?
Steph Curry. And who is the other starter? Now, Steph Curry dropped back-to-back 31-point games against the T-Wolves, but they're completely different. The Warriors are completely different. Now, Minnesota has the same personnel, but Julius Randle's all the way bought in. DiVincenzo's bought in. Let me see, who's the starter?
Pop's probably out at that time.
He may have been out. I'm going to pull this up
January?
In just a second.
Kuminga got hurt on the 4th of January?
He got hurt on the 4th,
okay.
Yep. Boy, his season is taking a turn for the worse since that point. Here it is. Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Uh-huh.
Guy Santos.
Guy.
Andrew Wiggins. Steph Curry.
Guy started.
Dennis Schroeder. Guy started. Moses Moody came off the bench with 11. GP2, Kevon Looney, and Buddy Hield.
If I would have told you when they were 25 and 26, the day they made the Jimmy Butler trade, they're going to be in the second round, tired as hell, against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they're one of the last 8 teams in the league.
You can make the argument that you wouldn't have believed that both teams would be in this position. Because Minnesota, at that point, at the records.
That's a good point.
That date, the Warriors were 20-20. They improved to 20-20. The T-Wolves dropped to 21-19.
Wow.
They both were scuffling at that point.
They were 21-19.
21-19.
That was because the Randle trade, and they were kind of figuring things out. Wow, it's really interesting.
They were bickering with each other, and it was a lot going on
but
in Minnesota.
You think, like, let me just ask, because this is going to be a dumb question that we're going to dissect over the next day and a half. You're here. You're in the second round. We could say the Jimmy Butler trade has been a great trade already.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Right? Like,
huge success.
Like, this is, I mean, this feels like it goes without saying, but I want to ask. Like,
yeah.
It's been a great trade,
I mean,
right?
Look.
You just won a playoff series against a team that you probably would have lost to if you didn't have Jimmy Butler. You probably don't even make it to the playoffs, but you're here. There's no way that you win this series without Jimmy Butler.
At times, the offense gets clunky. It gets a little too ISO heavy.
He holds the ball.
He holds the ball a little bit. Huge rebounds, but that Orlando game, I know you guys talk about it, you and Spadoni a lot. I think I called you after that game. It was like, I think, because I was on the train of don't make a move, just ride it out until the summer. But that Orlando game, I walked into the arena, and the energy was just, it was stale.
So bad.
And it was 104-99. It was terrible. And fans were walking out midway through the third quarter.
I know, because they were building a church. there were so many bricks being thrown up against the glass. It was unreal. It was
now,
so bad.
I didn't know if Jimmy Butler would be the answer, but I said they probably have to make a move now. Because now you're going to get fans to stop coming. People are not going to watch. You're going to kill ratings for both 95.7 and NBC. It wasn't a good product
and
at that point.
The NBA.
And the NBA, because they need the Warriors.
I was just going to say, some of the highest rated first opening weekend was the highest it's been in years, and the Warriors factor into that.
No doubt. And so they made the move, and they tried to get Kevin Durant. Jimmy Butler said no originally, and they tried to go get KD. They went all in on KD. Didn't happen.
Do you think they get here with KD? Or is it unfair to even ask?
I don't know. KD was averaging 27 a game. I don't know if they get here with KD.
given how physical that series was, I mean, his health, you know, like, I don't know.
I think Jimmy Butler was the right move at the right time.
I think so, too. Now, I just go back to, for a first 2 years, Mike Dunleavy. I mean, Jesus. I mean, Mike Dunleavy. Look, man, put some respect on that man's name.
No doubt.
Has made some incredible draft picks who have helped him. He's made some incredible trades. Think about what he did with DeAndre Melton's injury after signing him.
Flipped it for Schroeder.
It wasn't working. Yep. Flipped it again. And, like, he also, you know, whether Clay was going to stay or not, they made the most of the situation and got Buddy Hield and got, obviously,
Kyle Anderson. It was like a six-team trade.
Yeah. But those are difficult.
And I think not making the moves for Paul George and Larry Market.
It ended up working in their favor.
You know, because
Sixers are going to get blown up.
They're going to get blown up. And Pods has turned it into a player.
Hell yeah.
He's had some games in his first ever postseason appearance. Larry Market, he can't stay healthy.
No.
I don't know what he is. He's a good scorer.
Survived in this series?
I don't know. I don't think so. If the physicality that Houston brings.
That's what I'm saying. The playoffs are a different beast.
They are. And Pods is no punk. I know he struggled with the three last night, 1 of 7 for the three-point line. But Pods ain't no punk, man.
No.
Hey, we need to put some he's shooting 41% or 40% from three since he returned from that right abdominal injury. He's got his game, right? The game is slowed down. He's not turning the ball over.
The dunk on Şengün. I mean, he put Şengün in the hoop.
And he has the confidence. Sometimes, and that's the thing. Everybody says, you know, Pods is arrogant. He's got irrational confidence. But when you walk in a locker room, and there's Steph Curry.
You need it.
And there's Draymond Green. And now there's Jimmy Butler. And there's Steve Kerr coaching you. And there's a Badaika owner, Joe Lacob, who wants to win at the highest level. Mm-hmm. You've got to have some arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Dunleavy, he's done a hell of a job so far in his first two seasons on the job. Let's get to the Lions. So we got about 17 minutes left in the show. Let's just go rat-a-tat-tat and start off with our homegirl, Samita Los Gatos. Long time no talk. What's up, Samita?
Hey, guys. Bonte, it's really good to hear you on the radio. We missed you. So it's a good Monday morning. I just wanted to point out, like, I thought yesterday's game, the difference was really defense. I think the Warriors they were really locked in defensively, and I think that made all the difference, especially when Houston kept going on those little runs. I think it was good to see the guys, like, locked in, because I got to tell you, the game six was kind of embarrassing. and so they came back really well yesterday. I mean, I think it was unnecessary. If they had done this in the previous game, we wouldn't be on pins and needles. But I think if they can keep up the defensive intensity, and shout out to Jerry Stackhouse for being an absolute amazing assistant coach on that end, I think it should be a really interesting series with the Timberwolves. I think it might go to 7, though.
I'm not even ready to break that down, but I'm not disagreeing with her either.
I need a night to sleep. Sleep on it before breaking it down.
Why don't you do the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys pod with Sam then? Because he's itching for me to do it at 11 o'clock, and I'm thinking about how tired I already am.
You got Steven Rizzotto right there. You could break down that great Rocky series. With a 3-4.
Ryan McMahon.
I mean, the Rockies. Is there any worse franchise in all of sports?
Atlanta Hawks.
At least they have Trae Young and Dyson Daniels.
Atlanta Hawks. Arizona Cardinals. They're all in the same bucket.
No, the Rockies are their own bucket. They're in the bucket with the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, but if I say 90s Rockies, we all go like, Vinny Castillo.
Yeah, wait, they say 90s.
Chase Calaraga.
We're talking 20
Dante
years ago.
Michel.
That's 20 years ago,
I know.
Man.
It was like 30.
30.
We try to, like, shave
20 to 30.
Not show my age.
He's so ready to talk Giants.
He's so happy.
He's so happy.
London was the only one at Oracle Park yesterday.
Oh, it was great. I had the press box myself.
Yeah, the press box too.
So roomy.
Wait a minute. Time out.
You so much room
to
for
the
activities.
Giants game while the Warrior game was going on?
No, Giants were at 1 o'clock.
No, but he did it on Friday, I think.
Lucas couldn't get me on the list, so I had to go to my backup plan.
So how did you consume the Warrior game?
Well, they have TVs at Oracle Park. We put the TV on in front of the press box.
Just move on.
I get like him fist pumping like Alex Pavlovich after the Warriors hit a three.
Pass wasn't there.
Pass wasn't even there.
Pass wasn't even there. He's a Giants insider. He was like, I'm locked in on game six.
Was Baggerly there?
Pass wasn't even there.
No, there was no one there. Like I said, I had the entire, it was me and three other Rockies beat writers.
Oh my God. The Rockies sent three beat writers out?
Oh, dude.
The Denver Post is sending Rocky beat writers out?
No way.
That's going to end by June.
Sorry, two beat writers.
Oh, two beat writers.
Mike Malone.
Oh my God. How's Mike Malone feeling right now?
Like a dynasty.
Mike Malone. David Adelman, shout out to him, man.
Hey, if Jamal Murray's playing like that, I think they can take out OKC.
This is going to be a hell of a series.
It is. And Russ is playing great.
Russ, I love this new Russell Westbrook.
I turn it over a lot, but I know what I bring to the table.
I mean, guys who checked me before, I end up loving them. The Russell Westbrook experience.
I mean, there's so many.
There's a like any other. I love the NBA so much.
I can't
much,
believe
man.
Draymond had that game after what he showed in game five and game six.
Even shout out Shea to Warriors World, but they were firing those tweets off like, Draymond, he might be wild. Like, I was like, wow, Warriors World has turned on Draymond for a night.
You know what's funny? It's like, if I say something, they like aggregate it and they're like, oh, and I get hit by a million people, but they're allowed to flip flop as well.
Oh.
Which I'm fine with. I'm fine with anyone. I flip-flop all the time. I'm going off of the information that I have at that given moment. But they've been back in Draymond forever, and then they were like, they were ready to walk him off of the, were they not? They were ready to throw him in the water with the anchor tied to him.
I'm weird.
What?
I got flip-flops on now.
Yeah, I know, dude. Trust me, it's summertime.
I can't get enough of the Trey Lance stuff. Even people are like, how you like the Jimmy Butler trade now? I said, come on, calm down. Calm the hell down. You guys do it on Twitter, social media all the time. You flip-flop mid-game.
Yes.
Mid-game, quarter to quarter.
Do. Well, I saw people like, we need Clay back. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, no,
you guys all
Clay
ran
back.
Clay out.
We all need
all right?
Clay
Everybody
back.
Ran Clay out. Relax.
Oh, man.
Everybody relax. And then my favorite. But he had the game. Clay couldn't. Do we remember what Clay was? Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
I knew people would jump the shark Friday night when Jordan Poole entered the chat.
No way.
Jordan Poole. Everybody's like, you know, Jordan Poole would have been made for this series. You haven't said nothing about Jordan Poole in 18 months.
He would have grabbed Dylan Brooks by the kneecap.
Oh, my God.
He would have done it.
He would have broke the code.
Dude, Dre, there's a late game screen that Dre hit on Dylan Brooks where he stuck his whole butt and hip out and just clobbered Dylan Brooks.
The game within the game
the
is going to happen at some point between Dre and Randall or Dre and Rudy Gobert. And it's going to be some physicality, some arms are going to be flailing, and some referee, whether it's Mark Davis, Gucci Man, Catfish, Tony Brothers, whoever it is, Zach Zarba, they're going to go to the replay review, and it's going to just shut things down for a second.
My favorite is they talk for 3 minutes.
Oh, my. It's so WWE.
And then they go to the thing, we're going to review this. What have you been reviewing for the last 3 minutes? Draymond got all ball on that one, dude, too, by the way.
What was the game? It was game three, I believe.
He got all forehead on the Van VanVleet play.
It was either game three or game four. And I forgot who it was. John Goble, the referee. John Goble was just a disaster.
Well, Goble,
he stinks. Yeah. He's a disaster. Hey, Amen Thompson went in. It was a foul on the floor. It could have been game three or four. I forget which one. He goes in, and they're looking for the and one. All the whole Rockets is like, and one.
They challenged everything.
No, they didn't even challenge it, though. The referees looked at the video. I watched him. Looked at the video board at Chase Center. Then said, count it. And the Warriors started going crazy. They started looking at the video board again and said, yeah, it was on the floor. I was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, it was Bill Kennedy and John Goble.
Oh, well,
it was that crew. Bill Kennedy. Anyway.
The NBA officials. I mean, I'd rather have a WWE official than an NBA official.
Sorry, we couldn't get the BPA. He dropped off there because BPA is always in my business.
He's probably got like a big tech conference that he's attending or something like that.
And he's
got
to take on JK.
What is this? Of all the opinions I don't care about this morning is whatever your JK opinion is. Anyone out there. They won the game. We're on to the next series.
Let's go to...
like Belichick's new girlfriend says, we're not answering questions about that.
BPA wanted to talk about Steve Kerr before he dropped off.
Oh. We're not talking about
the Belichick 60
Belichick,
minutes.
Bro.
The Belichick 60 minutes. Unbelievable. I mean, you're sitting via Sunday morning. I don't even want to get into that. Him and Shannon Sharp just... I need less of them in my life.
Shannon.
No, don't talk about that.
Uncle Shay Shay, he's still doing stuff at night. Dude, just take a playoff.
They said he's got a new pod coming. Him and Joy Taylor.
Oh, no. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? You want to talk about $100 million just getting flushed down the toilet. Oh,
what is Shannon doing?
Leroy in Oakland. Leroy,
hey, what's
Oakland.
Up, Leroy? I miss you, buddy.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, B? Shasky, AB, it's so good to hear you, man.
What's up,
man,
Leroy?
You two together are magic, man. So I just want to say real quick that, you know, Shasky, you know, I've been talking about why, you know, the series going forward are going to be long series. They're going to be 6 or 7 games, B. And Shasky, you know, because the Warriors are older, B, the Warriors are older, and they come out and they start these series and they get the first game or they get the first 2 games. And for me, they get a little tired and they let teams get 1, 2, 3 games before they get their rest, you know, before they get their sea legs back under them, and then they finish it off. And so that's why I'm like, hey, the rest of the series going forward are going to be 6, 7 games. So Warrior fans, just be patient. Just be patient. Don't call the line hanging on every game and, oh, they're no good, and then one game they're good. Be patient in these series. Enjoy this greatness that we are seeing from Steve Kerr and Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. And B and Shasky, one more thing. You know, the rebounding by the guard.
18 by Jimmy Butler and Steph.
Yep.
18 by those two.
Good point.
We are hard to beat when the guards get around 19, 20 rebounds. And also the steals by the team. When we win that battle, we win. So, hey, if the guards are rebounding 19, 20 rebounds a game and we're winning the steals battle, we're hard to beat. So I hope they keep that up.
Leroy,
that's a good point.
Y'all, man.
They got to clean up the offensive glass. Warriors got out rebound on the offensive glass, 14-3 last night. Second chance points, 15-0 Rockets. So that's one thing they'll have
like
to clean
that.
Up here moving forward to this series against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
3 points about the Rockets. First point, and we already know Amen Thompson's star.
Yeah, star.
Star. Jabari Smith, if he's available, I want in on him. I like him as a player a lot. I think he has a lot of untapped potential. He needs to play in the right system. He'd be a perfect Warrior. Number 2, if Steven Adams is available this offseason, he's a unrestricted free agent.
Nice move.
We need to be all over him.
Because they may move on from Looney. He's a free agent as well. We'll see.
I don't know. But
we'll see.
Steven Adams is the perfect Warrior. Third one, if I never see Fred VanVleet again, I'll be happy.
Love that. Love
that.
That
guy kills us.
By the way, Ime Udoka, hell of a coach. Dude, he's about that life.
Yeah,
Nike
yeah,
Cortez is on the sideline. He's
well,
off
how about the all-black shoes from Fred VanVleet?
Oh, yeah. The Rockets, man. The Warriors have Odich. That's 5 times. 5 times the Warriors have ousted the Rockets in the playoffs under Steve Kerr. It's crazy.
So, Steiny, I come walking to the back room over there. It's Evan. It's Goo. They're in a great mood. And Steiny, Jimmy Butler. I go, what? He goes, he stopped on Fred VanVleet there, and it forced Fred VanVleet to tackle him there. Oh, I go, are you?
That's why I say Bobby and Los Altos. You called the wrong
show. Are we doing that? Are we
call
really doing
Steiny
that today?
For 10 to 2. Oh, he's going to nitpick.
That was
you
a
know
frustration.
It's Steiny. You talk about a bandwagon fan, Steiny.
Yeah.
He's been on the Hawks, the Wizards. Now he's rolling with Minnesota because of Chris Finch. Talk about he's in a win-win situation.
He's the George Hill of the NBA. He's been on more teams than George Hill.
Or
always available at the deadline.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to Fast 5. First crack here. Let's get in the zone during Fast 5. It's the Roaster of the Year in 2024, Tony in Oakland. Tony! Talk to me, Tony!
Vontae, God's momentum is back on the station. I love it. You should... Sam, you should play Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop music when he comes on. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so what you guys are forgetting is, oh my God, I said that when they had Butler, they're going all the way. And then I remember how I said they should never get rid of Draymond because he's got the stuff. And what did that buddy dude say? He said that Draymond brought it. He said he got Christ chills when Draymond, because he's like God's animal, right? And oh my God, it's just so incredible. And here's Curry. He says, you know, I serve God Almighty. So all these people talking about how they're going to be tired. They ain't going to be tired. They have God's momentum. Because you know what? We don't create energy in motion on our own. You got to go to it and get it. And we have four dudes that are of it. It's just sensational.
Oh, Tony, you're sensational. It's good to hear your voice. Get ready for the second round. Saskia, what you got?
The Warriors make me so happy. there's nothing like the anxiety. I do live for it. The anxiety of the unknown, right? And that's why I love pro sports. Like these game sevens, these playoff football games, these game sevens in baseball and basketball. There's just something about knowing there is no tomorrow that is terrifying and yet so thrilling. And I love living on the edge when it comes to it. And it's just... there's nothing better. There's really nothing better. And we have one of the all-time greatest athletes in any sport.
I know.
You know, you want to go Pete Sampras or Djokovic, fine, okay. You want to go, you know, Brady or Joe Montana, okay, yeah, yeah. You want to go Barry Bonds or Shohei Ohtani or whomever. Pick the player, pick the sport. Steph Curry is as good as all of them. He's one of the greatest entertainers of all time. And it's just, we're so lucky. We are just so lucky.
Steph's got one first-round loss over the course of his career. We've seen LeBron's hands knocked out in the first round in back-to-back seasons. Steph has never been swept in a series. Never been swept.
And that first-rounder against the Clippers, it was tied with 2 minutes to go.
Seven-game series. With no Bogut. They lost 126, 121, fighting for his life, man.
And Steph was doing like backups. He was like posting up Chris Paul at the end of that game. It was horrible.
It was Steph. He is. We don't appreciate him enough. We just don't. Guy's, who the hell knows what's going on with the right thumb? We don't even talk about the bilateral knee tendonitis anymore. The pelvic contusion. The guy's 37, and he still strikes fear in every single team on the floor. But my final thought is, I can't get enough of these playoffs, man. What an Elite Eight. What an Elite Eight. The ratings are up, but you got Cleveland and Indiana. Indiana steals game one.
That was
got
a big win.
Big win. Knicks and Boston. Old school rivalry,
Let's
East Coast.
Go Knicks.
You know, but the Celtics are going to wipe the floor with them. We know that.
Well, their margin of victory is like over 20 in the games that they've played this year.
OKC, Denver. And you get the Warriors and Timberwolves? Oh, my gosh. The Warriors and the Timberwolves. The NBA, Adam Silver and everybody's happy. Gobert and Draymond on the same floor. Anthony Edwards and Steph. Playing in the Olympics together, Shasky? Unbelievable. Real quick, Lubman, Rizzo, get in here. What's your final thoughts?
Yeah, my final thought, it felt so good to once again end the season of the Houston Rockets. When they came out in those stupid H-Town jerseys, like, no, you cannot let these guys in these jerseys end the season like this. And that's not what happened. The Warriors prevailed. And knowing that the name Stephen Curry will forever haunt the citizens of Houston for the rest of their days... oh, it makes me so happy. What a great win.
What a great win. Great win.
One of the all-time great Warrior playoff wins of this run.
What is it, Ray? I don't even know.
There's so many of them. So many.
We'll talk about tomorrow, Luke.
Rizzo, what you got,
man?
You got
to find the Joe Horn cut, Sam, and just slice the whole thing up this week. That's your homework for this week.
God, I hope I don't have homework. I'm going to keep it short and sweet and say that we might have a new favorite drop at the station. I mean, dude, the people that. on our YouTube stream, there's a healthy amount of them, over 1,400. They got to see Shasky and Bonte do the, and I think they liked it. So the chat was blowing up during that whole bit. So I hope you guys know that. Bow.
I loved it.
New favorite drop for me, at least.
Oh, man. Well, it was a lot of fun. Spadoni will be back tomorrow. I will be rested. Spadoni will be ready to roll. It'll be a lot of fun. The roast will roll along. And you guys get to preview a game day. A game day. Why are you laughing, Sasky?
Somebody in the chat says Steiny's predicting Wolves in 11.
I don't really have a strong opinion on this series. They're too old, Guru. Guru's going to be out of 15.
Oh, you think?
All right, that's it for us, man. This was a lot of fun.
I love
it. Spadoni back tomorrow.
Is he wearing the same suit from Friday?
Yeah, dude, he wore the suit all day long. Trust me, I wear suits, and I'm like, I can't wait to get out of this thing. All right, that's it for us. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a great day, everybody. Warriors advance into the second round to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tomorrow's game one. But Steiny and Guru will recap game number 7, and they are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.